وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخانا عمر حفظك الله تعالى. What's the ideal age to start memorizing the Quran for the kids? The answer, بارك الله فيك, when the child start able to memorize and listen from his parents and memorize, they give him تلقين الفاتحة, يلقينها الفاتحة. This is the Salaf method, رحمة الله تعالى. They start with سورة الفاتحة, with شهادة التوحيد, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله, with learning that Allah جل وعلا في السماء, with reciting the فاتحة. You understand? Then they start the معوذات. So بارك الله فيك. Then slowly the small surahs, the small surahs from جزء عمّة. He start from that age. Normally is before 5 years old. But when the child is in 5 years old, he's supposed to start in organized system to memorize Al-Quran. This is how supposed to be 5 years old. You give him a system, for example, every day, every 4 days you sit with him and you do for him what memorization. And at that time, all the learning that he can take, it's from mushafaha. Mushafaha means from your mouth, before he start reading and writing from 7 years old and more. So from 5 years old, he start teaching him. Normally, he's reached to 7 years old, and he have already juz amma, wa juz tabarak, juz qad sami'a, inshallah. Depends about his ability, minimum juz amma. Then he continue by that way, akhi, barakallah fiqh. So in that age, the age 5 years old, before and after, normally, the woman, the mother, is the one who take care of his education. So that's why my dear brother who is single, I advise you to try your best to get a woman that she's interested to educate herself. I don't say get an educated woman in her religion, you understand? I say a woman that she's interested to educate herself, so she's able to educate the children. Because that age you are busy, you cannot sit with your children all time. They are more attached to their mother and they absorb the knowledge from her more than the father. Then after that, when they grow up and they stay attached to the father, is the time for the father to teach them and educate them and raise them among the sunnah bi-idhnillah. So ya akhi barakallah fika, imagine you have a wife but she's not memorizing juz amma juz tabarak. How is she gonna teach her children? Same thing, your wife, she's not interested. How is she gonna teach? That's why you need to educate your wife. Then the education go through her to your children. Bring her to the masjid, find for halaqat tahfidh if you are unable. Then through that you can inshallah affect your children. Mafhum ya akhi? Anyway, from 5 years old, the son and the child should have an organized system with his parents, especially with his mother, to learn Al-Quran. Akhi, ukhti fillah, father and mother, I'm telling you an advice. First thing you care about educating your son is about educating his deen. And among his deen, the principles of his deen. And among these principles, how he pray. And then among his principles, what he should know about his Lord, about the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, about Quran. Among these principles, he start memorizing Kitabullah. If your son reached to 12, 13, 14 years old and he's a hafiz, akhi, you have the greatest ni'mah that a father could have it regarding the education of his children, or his son or his daughter. You understand? Can you understand what's meaning of when you have a son and a daughter, they are from Ahlul Quran? Means everything will be smooth for them in their life, bi'idhnillah jalla wa'ala. It doesn't matter dunya education, kitab, sunnah, fiqh, hadith, language, whatever, inshallah. If they are among Ahlul Quran, everything will be easy for them. Their manners, their akhlaq, they will be different. They will live in the dunya as a different children. Why? Because they've been choosing to be from Ahlul Quran. So I advise you to try your best to make your children among those people. May Allah reward you and grant you tawfiq. Hafizakallah.